a vigil last night in Santa Clarita, California. Community shaken by the school shooting Thursday, which killed two victims, wounded three others. The 16-year-old suspect survived shooting himself in the head. America's listening to Fox News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey has rescinded an appointment for Montgomery County probate judge after learning General Ed Kroll is too old under state law. The Alabama Constitution prohibits the election or appointment of judges over 70. An Autauga County school bus driver accused of kicking a child off the bus and then driving away has been arrested on a misdemeanor charge. The parent says her 8-year-old son was kicked off the bus after getting into an argument with another student. The incident is under investigation. And Troy police have arrested two people for chemical endangerment of a child. Authorities say they were contacted by DHR about an infant being exposed to amphetamines and methamphetamines. The child was removed from the home and is now being treated for injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Boy, it's just a nasty day out there looking at the current conditions out at the airport with rain falling and the wind chill factor 40. Risk of lingering showers in the forecast from time to time today. Otherwise, very chilly and just a little breeze to add to the bite. Today's high, I'd be surprised if we get to 50 to 52, but I'll ride that horse. For tonight, mostly cloudy, gradual clearing later tonight, cold, overnight low 36 by dawn, then cool sunshine returns tomorrow. Tomorrow and Sunday, the sun will be out. Do not be alarmed by that bright object. And it looks like temperatures will be in the low 60s, which sounds like a heat wave after we've had Arctic cold for the last few days. We'll be back to about 65 by Tuesday and Wednesday, and 70 next Thursday sounds like... It just sounds wonderful.
70 does sound wonderful. Yeah,
just, dancing in the park.
I want the rain to go away.
Yeah.
Brings down my mood.
It is going to be one of those mood kind of days. Aren't you glad you don't have a window in this room
today? That's true. Yeah. Now I'm truly in an attic, and I appreciate it. Though sometimes with all these windows, I want these windows covered up. I know the...
You got that one covered up.
The
now.
Boss doesn't like it, but I feel like I'm in a zoo, and I don't know if I'm the spectator or the animal.
Yeah, especially when they bring people by and they point at you like
that.
Right,
exactly.
They're smiling.
Right, should I bare my teeth?
It's 45 degrees now at 4 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Well, Rich, you have a great weekend.
I hope you do. Will I see you at lunch at 12 noon?
Today?
The November birthdays
doing
downstairs?
I'm doing the damn morning show at that time.
Oh, that's right.
I'll grab some food. Yeah.
I'm thinking that your show is over, but you're still... You go into another mode.
Yeah,
you
go into
the producer mode.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. All right, it's not easy being you, but have a good show.
It's poor, pitiful millennial Joey.
I'll stick my head in the door.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Rich. And appreciate the report and you sticking around. News and views in mere moments, folks. Myself, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. I think we'll be having some special guests coming in. As I'm speaking, I'm watching Ambassador. Ousted U.S. Ambassador Yovanovitch, the ambassador to Ukraine, who I don't trust her. I don't trust this whole story being told, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll have some fun today as well. This upcoming hour of news and views, this, the 9 o'clock hour, is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, take advantage. Because you're a News and Views listener, when you call 279-6036, 279-6036, that's the number for Dan Black Studios. You call them up and say, hey, I'm a News and Views listener. I listen to Joey Clark and Jack Campbell all the time. They tell me I can get 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers. And Dan Black and the team over there will say, yeah, in fact, you are eligible for that 50% off until the end of November. So thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. The show will begin in mere moments.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Luke Ryan is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Luke Ryan is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Ryan and Carrier. Visit acbylukeryan.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
License number 84417.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
This is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
I have gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid. At the time.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
How dare you?
Welcome, 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 folks. Welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon on a Friday morning. I feel like I'm going a little crazy. A parade of annoyances this morning, but I'll overcome it. But my frustration, I'm trying to be an even keel guy. My frustration is bubbling to the surface watching this testimony of ambassador, now former ambassador. By the way, ambassadors serve at the pleasure of the president. Ambassador Yovanovitch is testifying the counsel for the Democrats in the Intelligence Committee, now the Impeachment Committee, are, Mr. Goldman is his name. He is Mr. Goldman, the counsel for the Democrats, right now questioning Marie Yovanovitch. I'm sure Mr. Castor for the Republicans will have his round with her here in a second, and then they'll go to lawmakers. I'll tell you this, folks. I do not buy the story they are crafting about Marie Yovanovitch. Woe is me. I was so put upon by a smear campaign by Rudy Giuliani and all these corrupt Ukrainians. Be something if those Ukrainians were in fact trying to reach not just Mr. Giuliani, but all sorts of people for a year or two. And people like Yovanovitch were blocking that information. And it might be that, oh, it's not that these guys are really all that corrupt, though there's corruption at every level of government and pretty much every government in the world, it might be that these guys just have a different perspective, or they were going after and trying to prosecute corruption that you thought would look bad. We'll see where this goes, folks, but that is ongoing right now, the latest public impeachment inquiry hearing. And, you know, the funniest thing about this is Adam Schiff keeps claiming, I do this without coming to any conclusions. I've not made a final judgment on this, sure. Nancy Pelosi, I'm so prayerful over this. What exactly are you praying for, Nancy? I want to know. But 272-9228, we open it up. It's Friday. We got a lot of crazy stories. In fact, right now, I wish I had something that, well, congressional staff members had the other day. Emotional support dogs, otherwise known as dogs. Dogs are great. I wish I had a dog. I'm not going to knock Congress bringing in dogs. The organization Pet Partners worked with the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council to bring some furry cheer to counteract the impeachment stress on Wednesday. I wonder if they're up there today. They wanted to offer congressional staff a break from the stress of wrapping up an exceptionally busy year to demonstrate the health and wellness benefits of the human-animal bond. Now, I'm not going to deny that, but I'd much prefer it be like actual dogs and some cats sitting in these chairs in this committee room than the sad state that we have in our Republic of Representatives here in Congress. But let's go to the phones. Penny called in early. Penny, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Joey. I can't believe you gave me such a wonderful introduction, because my thoughts are going to parallel with what you just said.
Wonderful.
The main reason I called in is because I thought I would share my take on the government.
Okay.
So my dog barked to my cat, and my cat meowed to my bird, and my bird tweeted to the rat, I think we need to fire someone here.
Well, especially that last tweet to the rat.
I know, and I think I smell a dirty rat, and I think my story is more believable.
Yeah, it's this REO Speedwagon standard of prosecution now. Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around, you know.
And, yeah, I love it.
And I really just don't buy this whole, woe is me, I was subject to a smear campaign. It's amazing how everything's just being labeled smears and conspiracy. And we're not actually, they're just concluding what they want at the beginning. They're leading with their conclusion. They're not actually making an argument for why these prosecutors were corrupt. I've not heard that yet. And I've not heard any explanation as to why these are just smears rather than, you know, maybe possibly true.
Right. I'm hoping that my dog and my cat and my bird can fire Pelosi with that same type of evidence.
Well, we'll see. I mean, was Pelosi caught up in a 90s style impeachment? Like, you know, a Lindsey. See, y'all had. I don't want to ask your age, Penny.
I know, but, well, I'm 56.
Okay,
but
so.
I still got all my rocks up top, okay?
So,
I don't know about her.
So, but you got to go through the fun impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yes, and by the way, wasn't he on the phone with Jeff Sessions when he was getting his oral sex?
Oh,
and the dress stain, I think that was how it went down.
I have no clue. I mean, see, I was a young man at that time. I mean, when all that was happening, what was that, 97?
Oh, 98? My God.
I was only 9 or 10 years old, Penny.
Oh, well, and, you know, that's when Bill Clinton redefined what sexual relations were.
Right.
He was able to change the whole Webster's Dictionary definition of what sex is.
Well, if a foot massage is considered cheating, then what he did is definitely cheating, all right?
Absolutely. There's things to prove it. You know, this really scares me, because I cannot believe grown adults who are supposedly in a professional position could show their face with such nonsense and not be totally humiliated. I think this country is way worse off than what we think. And I mean, it's just so sad. And I'm going to share this one other point, and then I'm going to go. But I was raised Catholic. And, you know, when we had all these preachers, our fathers were molesting these young boys, you know, it was kind of put under the rug, and we kind of just moved these preachers and to different dioceses. And I thought about leaving my church then, and then I thought, well, let me look around, and I saw kind of the same things going on with deacons in other churches, where they were cheating with all the other women, they were married and cheating with all the other women members. But I realized that when the church thinks they're above the law, we have a really terrible world we're living in now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
I think that started the downfall of it all. And, you know, when they took church and prayer out of school, and it's really disheartening to me. Doesn't have to be this way. Sad.
Well, and it is sad, and, you know, it's amazing to me that, number one, an organization as large as the Catholic Church, I was raised Roman Catholic as well, as large, there's stuff like that can go on, and doesn't specifically have to be sexual abuse, but anytime there's a problem, an organization that big can sort of sweep it under the rug.
Right.
And, I mean, number one, in terms of faith and what people believe, it is always a mistake to pin your faith and hopes and dreams on men. Or people, men and women.
Yes, men and women. I agree.
Are imperfect. And actually, the same goes for our government. We're supposed to be a government of laws and not men, but we put men and women on benches and in seats of power to decide what the law is.
Absolutely.
And there are two problems with what's going on today, I think, Penny. Whether you brought up the church but that we're both raised in, but also I think it's going on with our government. I mean, what was the problem with the Jesus saying to the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin? Is that, okay, y'all follow the letter of the law to a degree, but you completely miss the spirit of the law. I mean, what's the whole point of the Good Samaritan story? The whole idea is that I've heard this from folks like Ben Shapiro, any Orthodox Jew who knew his duties are would know even on the Sabbath you help somebody out who's down and out in a ditch.
But
people get so caught up on the letter of the law that you rest on the Sabbath that it took a Samaritan, somebody who wasn't Jewish, to understand the actual spirit of the law. And I think that goes on in D.C. all the time. We'll kind of pick and choose what letter of the law to enforce, and we completely pervert, bastardize the spirit of the law.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like we have these people that go to church on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, they don't live anything that is a Christian or any resemblance of a Christian. And my new mantra in life is, you're not somebody because of the initials behind your name or how many titles you have.
Right.
You are better than me only because of the way you treat another human being. And we have so gotten away from that in our country. And I'm in the healthcare industry, and it's disheartening to me.
It really is disheartening.
The greed, yes. Oh, it's just terrible. But I keep praying, and I'm hoping that something's going to change. But I have a hard time seeing how these people look at themselves in the mirror every night and liking what they see back. It just blows my mind. It makes me realize every day when you see this junk going on TV right now how corrupt and greedful these people are in this country. They'll do anything at their power and at the dollar.
Absolutely. And we all fail. We're all, I think we all exercise a little bad faith every once in a while.
Absolutely.
We play the role when we know that's not who we really are. I mean, it's human nature. We all, fail. We miss the mark, we sin.
Absolutely.
But it really is, I think, ridiculous at this point where everything comes down to sort of this political contest, and it's almost like a political Rorschach test. You see what you want to see, but here's what gives me hope, Penny, as a malcontented libertarian myself. I tend to say I'm so happy, no matter what you think of the impeachment, whether you're mad at the president and bad orange man Cheeto Mussolini, or you can't stand this cabal of Democrats in the deep state or what's going on, I'm glad that though there's disagreement between those two camps, both sides agree the government in one way or another is a gang of thieves writ large. I'm really excited the American people are waking up to that.
It's exposing themselves and they're too stupid to know it.
Thank you for the call this morning, Penny.
I enjoyed it. Have a great weekend. And hey, Joey, are you on the naughty or nice list? Because Santa's making his list and checking it twice.
Well, if I could quote it, I saw this video the other day, Penny, before I let you go. Did you see the video of it's like this young British boy. And his dad is saying to him, son, you know you're on the naughty list. He's, I am not on the naughty list, Daddy. I am a good boy. No, you're on the naughty list. If you keep acting like this, Santa's going to come to this house and give you a bunch of coal. Oh, Santa has me on the naughty list. I'll uppercut him. Like, no, punching Santa is not going to get you off the naughty list. So, and I'm avoiding your question. I think I'm on the naughty list. I'll admit it. I'm terrible.
Well, I'm a little half and half, so I'll admit it. But I'm going to give you kudos for your honesty.
Maybe they'll get me on the nice list now.
That's right. Have a great weekend, Joey.
You too. 272-9228. I'm sitting here. I'm talking to Penny. I'm kind of looking at the TV screen here in the studio, the back and forth between the Democrats' council, Mr. Goldman, and Ambassador Yovanovitch. It's all this serious stuff. Serious. It's so scripted. You know, I understand. If you're a lawyer, especially in a setting like this, you should never ask a question you don't think or know the answer to. But still, as an average citizen who's done a little bit of research, I actually read the lion's share of Marie Yovanovitch's closed-door testimony in the super-secret chamber in the bowels of the Capitol. And I just don't buy it, folks. There are rumors that she might have, in fact, had coordinated with the Democratic staff, that they emailed her about a very time-sensitive matter having to do with Ukraine. Interesting. But at the end of the day, ambassadors serve at the pleasure of the president. Ambassadors serve at the pleasure of the president. He can fire ambassadors, put in his own ambassador. Like, I don't understand what's the big deal here. Maybe the president also thought, and maybe there aren't just smears, that Yovanovitch was serving the interest of something other than his interests. And yes, because the country's complicated and 60-plus million people voted for this president, Donald Trump's interest in judgment is often representative of the people who voted for him. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. We are in such a terrible place in this country, but I guess, like I said earlier, it's a good thing that both sides, whether you think Donald Trump is like this gangster mobster who extorted Ukraine, or you think it's a deep state paper coup against the duly elected president of the United States, it's great to see the American people being brought together, thinking in one way or another, their government is a gang of thieves writ large. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good Friday to you, Joey Red Top.
Hey, Red Top, my favorite local curmudgeon.
I'll tell you, man, and what a beautiful Friday it is. Golly, Moses, I'm just glad we ain't a few hundred miles north. We'd be 2 feet of snow.
Right.
I don't see how Greg took growing up in Chicago.
Oh, I know, man.
How do people even stand living up there, Joey? Lord have mercy, and there's a lot of them.
Well, so my mother, if you know, God rest her soul, she was born in Maine. Like, wherever the military base is up there. I can't imagine living up there.
Yeah, my mother's from Brussels. Good God, these people come from cold countries. No wonder they settle down here, Joey.
Well, indeed.
The only solution to these problems is you fire everybody when you become president. You have no holdovers because this is going to happen. And Donald Trump came across the biggest chunk of holdovers in history. And from way back in the 90s, this lady, 33 years, nobody needs to be, you know, she got too much baggage.
Right.
Donald Trump has fired a lot of people that were holdovers, and just about everybody's fired as holdovers, and it's just too bad. And this lawyer that's interviewing her, does he have the special worried look on his face?
The line of questioning he just asked her, and what a question this is. This is an example, folks. I'm just reading the closed caption while you're talking to me, Red Top, but it played right into what I'm looking at. He said,
yeah.
So let me get this straight. You are one of the most senior officials in the State Department with 33 years of experience and all sorts of awards and accolades given by the State Department. And the State Department wouldn't put out a statement of support for you against these terrible smears and slanders advanced by Rudy Giuliani and his corrupt Ukrainian friends because they were afraid that the president would tweet about it? And she answers, yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah,
this is just
Oliver-
a farce.
It's pathetic. All of her answers have just been yes or no with a complete statement ahead of time. And, sorry, you know, this is just a yes or no session with somebody who's been trained on what to say again. So, another one of these hearings, I'll say again, I guess the solution is to have the government completely dysfunctional for 69 days when the president comes in. So he can fire all these bums and get somebody decent in.
Yeah, it's the same problem Reagan had. And I mean, I don't know what the Trump transition really thought they were doing. I guess they just didn't have enough loyalists, so to speak, to pack the administration.
Well, I think the man went into office with high ideals like the rest of us. Mm. And he was hoping he didn't see any reason why I'm elected. Let's get moving. so let's get down to work. He didn't think he was going to have to miss 4 years of BS. And he's going to get through it. And it's just a shame that you can't trust anybody anymore. But they are stabbing themselves in the back as far as all these career diplomats. Glad to see him go. And, Joey, you guys have a good Auburn weekend. We're going to try our best and stay. Well, we're going to have good weather tomorrow. It's about damn time, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And War Eagle.
Thank you, man.
Have a good day, Rich. I appreciate the call. More news and views after we hit this break, folks. News and views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, will be here any moment. We should also have some special guests stopping by. I'll be keeping track of this Yovanovitch hearing, but I don't think I can take much more of this, folks. It's frustrating me to no end to just see this drama being played out on television. You know, maybe it's an ideological thing, but I don't get all the warm and fuzzy feelings of patriotism when I hear diplomats and bureaucrats pat themselves on the back for years and years of service. .  If you want to join in. Are you watching the charade or are you just having fun on a Friday? .  Be right back.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our See Better, Drive Safer sale. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of Bosch Focus or Trico Titan wiper blades. We'll even install them for free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle, like a modern Frigidaire front control range for just $699. That's $400 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through December 5th.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to News and Views. Shelby Clark here. Jack Campbell is en route. 272-9228 if you want to join the program. What's on your mind this Friday? Because on Friday, we don't have any rules. You can call in and talk about whatever you like. This hour of the program, this hour of News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today, 279-6036, and take advantage as a News and Views listener of 50% off all tape to DVD transfers. All you got to do is call 279-6036. Say, hey, I'm a News and Views listener. I love Joey and Jack, and I hear about you, Dan Black. You've got some special offer. Take advantage, folks. It could be potentially a great Christmas gift. This part of the program also brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. I've been going there now 4 or 5 days a week. My legs are feeling it today, working hard. And I love Express Fitness 24/7 because it's in the name. It always fits with my schedule. It's open 24/7, 365. Once you become a member for a low sign-up fee, it is also low month-to-month rate. So if you just want to try the place out, you're not locked into a long-term, six-month, one-year contract. You can just try it out month-to-month for a very reasonable rate. And once you get into Express Fitness 24/7, you're given a key fob that gives you access whenever you like. There's 24/7 surveillance to make sure the place is secure. Again, it's a state-of-the-art facility, cardio and strength equipment. Whether it's these cardio machines like elliptical machines or the arc trainer or treadmill, all sorts of things, cycling. But as well, there's also cable weight machines as well as free weights. So they have pretty much everything there. I usually get warmed up on the row machine. It's a wonderful place to go work out, folks. Great for self-starters and do-it-yourselfers, but also Express Fitness will give you some free initial personal training to set you on the right course to meet your fitness goals. So check them out today. You can visit their website, expressfitness24.com, expressfitness24, the number 24.com, or give them a call if you want to go to the Montgomery location and work out with little old Joey here. 386-8689, 386-8689, and be sure to tell Alex, who will be answering the phone, that Joey from the radio sent you. Tell him to make you a deal. So continuing on is the testimony by former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. And they're laying out now that anybody who thinks Ukraine might have interfered in the 2016 election, they're suggesting that's just a Vladimir Putin propaganda smear. Not something, that Politico wrote about in 2017. Not something that's, documented by leaked emails and whatnot from WikiLeaks showing Alexander Chalupa coordinating with those in the Ukrainian embassy. What the Democrats are doing and what we've been doing for the last 2 years with this Russia conspiracy crap has to stop. The number one reason it has to stop is because Russia is a serious geopolitical, geostrategic issue. and to be treating that country through rumor and innuendo and accusing half the country of being Russian assets, including members of your own party, Hillary Clinton, it's not serving anybody's interests. It's just making Americans look paranoid and divided and playing right into the hands of Russia. You know, sometimes the Russians say things that are true. Give me a break, folks. Give me a break. You know, the other day, though, it's interesting. Jeff Sessions is continuing to make the rounds on Fox News. He has the platform. They're giving him that platform. Laura Ingraham had him on. So why don't we listen in to Jeff Sessions talking about this ongoing impeachment inquiry.
Mr. Sessions, what is your big takeaway from today?
Well, it certainly, to me, I agree with Ken Starr. This is a very serious time for America. It does not appear to me that they have the kind of evidence that would justify going forward. I called it a show trial. What's a show trial? When you've decided the person is guilty and then you pretend to have a trial and for show. So this is the kind of thing that's, I think, concerning to a lot of people. The Constitution says impeachment is not anything Congress says it is. It says it's for a conviction of a treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. Those are restraining laws in our Constitution that restrains Congress, and they need to be faithful to their responsibilities. And fundamentally, I would just urge our Democratic members of Congress to think deeply about the future of this country, the danger to this republic that would occur if we continue to prosecute people basically because we don't like them or we have a political disagreement.
Senator.
So, there's Jeff Sessions. I think what he said, he actually believes he's defending the president against this impeachment farce. But I'm wondering, folks, now that we know that Senator Sessions, former senator, former attorney general Sessions, wants his old Senate seat back, is Sessions winning you back at all with appearances like this on Laura Ingraham? I believe this is a day ago, yesterday. Is this helping Jeff Sessions at all? Is Jeff Sessions donning a Make America Great Again hat or saying Keep America Great actually swaying you to support Jeff Sessions to be your senator once again? I'd like to know. 272-9228. If I could boil down the question even more, is giving Donald Trump a big ol' hug actually a winning strategy when it comes to Jeff Sessions or anybody else running for this Senate seat and going up against Doug Jones in the general election? Whether it's Tommy Tuberville, Bradley Byrne, Jeff Sessions, or John Merrill, anybody. Is that what Alabamians really care about? No doubt, this is a Trump-supporting state. I mean, we can just cite the reception Trump received at the Alabama-LSU game. The reception Trump constantly receives whenever he makes a visit down here for a rally. But there are a lot of folks who I think are also interested in who would best serve Alabama. And the last time the president, I would say, unsuccessfully visited this media market in this part of the state is when he was backing Luther Strange against Roy Moore. And Roy Moore wins that primary. Against the president's wishes, essentially. It's almost like Alabamians don't like outside influence when it comes to their public officials. But we'll see. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling in about your question concerning Jeff Sessions.
Okay.
And I supported him even though I didn't feel like he had to recuse himself, but I felt like he knew that if he stayed in that position that they would feel like everything he did was partisan and it would not change a thing. We would still be in the situation. The president would still have gone through that because the Democrats were determined to do it. And while I feel like the president gave Jeff Sessions cover. Jeff Sessions nominated on October the 28th, Durham, who is doing the investigation right now into what happened. He nominated Huber, who is also investigating some really important things. He took care of MS-13. He took the president's agenda and continued to work while everybody left him alone because they didn't feel him, he was a threat.
Right.
I feel like Jeff Sessions has served America in an amazing way while he was there and deserves his Senate seat back because he knows what's going on and can help lead the Senate in a way that nobody else could because he does know what, for lack of a better term, the bodies were buried.
Well, and Anonymous, you bring to my mind an interesting angle in terms of Jeff Sessions and the story he can tell. I think it has hurt him that he's been so quiet as a church mouse for the last few years, not just in terms of getting involved in investigations, but just speaking in general. I know he's gone to a few, you know, college meetups or Republican club dinners, these sorts of things, but he hasn't been on TV like he is recently, now that he's running for a seat again. And what you brought to my mind is when the Horowitz report comes out, and I'm waiting. Is it out yet? No? All right, it's still not out. But if if the Horowitz report... Wait, is it? No? Okay. But when it comes out, if it does, I think there's the potential that it helps Jeff Sessions because it will tell some of the story that then Attorney General Sessions was doing, what he was doing when he was so quiet for those years. It might help him.
Yes, I believe so. And I also believe that it's going to help the president for him to be in the Senate. He knows the agenda. He knew it from the beginning better than anybody else could. He has my vote, and I encourage America and Alabama to get behind our president. There's no other options right now unless we want to be socialist, and I don't think we really want that. So
I don't want to be socialist, no.
I don't either, and I don't think we have much choice right now. There's not anyone that I trust on the other side, and I've voted for both. I'm more of an independent. And also, Joey, I'm a libertarian.
Amen. So. Amen.
I believe that you have to watch our government, and it needs to shrink. And I like the fact that the president slowly but surely is shrinking it. And I think that libertarians across the country are realizing that their thoughts about President Trump to start with are not bearing fruit, that they see his agenda better. I'm stoked for the time that we're in. We might actually see peace in our lifetime. And we have to fight for it, though. And we've got to fight for it here in America. And we've got to stand up and say enough is enough. The corruption has got to go. And that's just my patriotic view right now. And I am 100% behind Jeff Sessions.
All right. I appreciate the call, Anonymous.
Thank you.
Have
a great day. Bye-bye.
What a lovely name. What a lovely name, Anonymous. I might name my daughter that. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. Welcome to the program. You're on News and Views.
Hey, good morning, Joey. Appreciate you taking my call.
Who's this? Before you keep going, who's this?
This is John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, the lady made an excellent point that I had not thought about. And to be honest with you, when it was happening, when Sessions was still there and President Trump was complaining about it, I really started having a pretty bad view of Jeff Sessions.
Right.
But since we've had a little time and can go back and have a little bit of 2020 hindsight, I think that Sessions was caught in a situation where he was kind of in no man's land, with him being part of the campaign and the things that were being, you know, brought up against. I think his only thing that he could do was to choose to say. At the time, I was kind of mad that he did recuse himself, but I think in a lot of ways it's probably been better that he did recuse himself and all. I know President Trump, he can really be vicious in situations like this, and
right.
At times I thought that he was a little bit overdoing it. But what the lady brought out, and I think it's really, really important,
is that if Sessions is really still behind the president and everything, I don't have anything to say that he wouldn't be, because I'll be honest with you, for him to still be backing the president right now with all the crap that President Trump has kind of thrown on him, pretty responsible if you think about it.
Right, and I think Sessions doesn't take stuff like that personally, or he doesn't show it. I think he cares about the agenda. He cared about the agenda before Trump was even on the scene. And,
absolutely.
And he can make that case very honestly. He really can. It's well documented.
And the point that the lady made, which I think is just fascinating, if Sessions goes back in the Senate, he would be a person that knows all the inner workings and everything else, and anybody that we send up there, these other candidates, would be absolutely rank amateurs. And I don't know right now that we need an amateur and a beginner up there for things. And I think in a lot of ways it would really do not only Alabama horn, but the country horn. And I'm kind of rethinking my thoughts right now.
Well, we got an argument on our hands here. Tommy Tuberville is not going to let people forget, and Tommy Tuberville is going to play the outsider card and say, it doesn't matter if I don't have much political experience, I have experience, getting things done. He does have an impressive, being a college football coach at his level is no joke. It really does take a lot of administrative talent of leading people and running an office, all these things. Raising money is certainly a talent, too. But, the politicians don't tend to talk about how good they are at raising money, except to themselves. We'll see where this goes. I think it all depends on what the president does. It depends on when and what is actually in the Horowitz report. And it depends on how effective Sessions is at convincing and beating back the argument that people like Tommy Tuberville are going to make. I think Bradley Byrne will make a similar one, but I'll put it bluntly. I think Bradley's too polite and too much, too deferential to, Jeff Sessions' seniority, whereas I think Tommy Tuberville is like, hell, I'm an outsider. I mean, he's come out with some pretty forceful statements saying, you failed the president when he most needed you. I don't care how much you love him still. You failed him when he needed you. And it's going to be a heck of an argument, and I'm looking forward to the debate. I got to run. I appreciate the call, man.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. 272-9228, folks, if you want to join in. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Jack Campbell, my co-host, should be here any moment. Any moment now. News and Views on a Friday. I'm starting to cheer up a little bit, but like I said, for reasons I'm not going to go into, I woke up with just a parade of annoyances coming my way, but it's getting better as I'm settling into the captain's chair here. Be right back after this quick break. This hour of News and Views brought to you once again, folks, by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today. 279-6036, 279-6036. Get 50% off as a News and Views listener. You got to tell them, though, for any VHS, any tape to DVD transfer until the end of November. It's a great idea for a Christmas gift, especially for those hard to shop for parents and grandparents. Bring the gift of nostalgia and reminisce about old family memories. 272-9228 if you want to join the program. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by the Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Luke Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by the Choir and Carrier. Visit acbythechoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by the Choir.
right.
License number 84417.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a dismal forecast on this Friday, but things get a lot brighter over the weekend. A risk of lingering showers from time to time today. A chilly day, a little breezy, high 50 to 52. Mostly cloudy early tonight, gradual clearing late tonight. Cold, low 36 by dawn. Cool sunshine returns for tomorrow and Sunday. Warmer afternoons in the low 60s both days, upper 30s at night, and storm-free for the next several days. I see the mid-60s coming back later on next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone. Sports, box scores, highlights. Everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $74.99 per month. Go to WOWWay.com and get yours today.
WOW!
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Cartridge World on Atlanta Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views with Joey Clark. That's Sesma. Jack Campbell, my co-host, should be here at any moment now. And I have a message for Adam Schiff. Hey, Buzz Lightyear, could you help me out?
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, not much of my pity. You made your own bed. You're going to have to lay in it. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. Join News and Views here. This hour of News and Views, once again brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those stacks of old home videos, family events, whether sporting events or Christmases or birthdays or graduations, and bring them into a new and exciting future event. Yes, it could be a great Christmas gift, especially like I mentioned earlier, for those hard to shop for grandparents and parents. If you preserve those old memories, remind them of the past, you can reminisce together. It's a great gift that means a lot. Yeah, a gift card is great. I don't mind having $50 to go spend on Amazon. But if somebody brought me real keepsake, something that will make me remember where I come from, remember my past, it's a great, incredible Christmas gift. Take advantage of that before the end of November, folks. You get 50% off as a News and Views listener when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener, and you'll get 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Dan Black Studios also offers offers business services from website design to video editing to training video or television commercial production. Anything to do with video services, folks, Dan Black Studios has your back. So again, give them a call today, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, proud sponsor of News and Views, sponsor of this hour of News and Views, and we're proud to have them. Let's go back to the phones and talk to John. John, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just going to put my 2 cents in on Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with Jeff Sessions per se. There's more to being a senator from Alabama than supporting the president's agenda, which he's going to do with, you know, voting for his confirmations for, you know, judges and cabinet appointments and whatnot. But my question would be, is it feasible if he was reelected for him to get his seniority back as far as, you know, being in decent positions to help Alabama out in the future?
Yeah.
Or would he start all over again as a junior senator with no real, you know, important assignments?
From what I'm told, that's up to the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, and I think it's a good bet that Mitch McConnell would give Jeff Sessions his seniority he's built up over 20 years in the Senate.
My other concern, my biggest concern about him getting in the race is you keep slicing the pie. There's only so many slices, and if we keep slicing it up, I think Roy's going to wind up with the biggest chunk.
Yeah, definitely. Roy Moore brings to the table a good, solid group of supporters. Though I've heard rumors that even a lot of dogged Roy Moore supporters have a bad taste in their mouth given what happened last time.
Yes. And I like Tommy Tuberville as well, but my concern about the coach is he just seems like he wants a job. It don't matter what it is. He wanted to run for governor. Then he was wanting to be Auburn's AD when it came up, and he's just wanting to have something to do, I think.
I hear you. I have to say, Tommy, as far as I've seen him in this election campaign so far, he's been a very effective campaigner. And I've been impressed with him. I think much more needs to be said, because right now, what you said at the beginning of the call is so right. It's what I was hinting at. I think there's more to being a senator in the U.S. Senate for the great state of Alabama than just giving Donald Trump a big old hug. But I love hugs.
Jeff definitely knows the ins and outs of Washington. But I appreciate your time, and you have a good day, sir.
Appreciate you calling, John. Thank you. hey, is the Horowitz report out yet? You know, the Michael Horowitz report that talks about FISA abuse. Is it? No, it's not out. But they said it would be out this week. It's not out yet? All right, tell me when it... Still not out, okay. Waiting on the Horowitz report, folks. I've got people working on it, monitoring the situation. Thanks, Daryl. Daryl, tell me immediately as soon as the Horowitz report comes out. Still not out. Okay. Let's go back to the phones, talk to John DeVoe. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Where is that coming from? Where is it? You say he's on his way.
He's just late.
Well,
he needs help in the morning because...